Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. Mm-hmm. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the eye-catching elixir herself, Sandy Reavy.
Sip, sip.
It is episode 257, June 26th. Let's get right into it. In the transits, we have a big week, starting with today, Mars square Uranus.
This is my conflict day. Unstable.
Mercury ingress Cancer.
More protective.
Wednesday, June 28th, Sun trine Saturn retrograde.
Keep your eye on the prize.
And Mercury trine Saturn retrograde.
Plan for the it.
And Neptune stations retrograde.
Until December 6th.
Then Saturday, July 1st, Mercury Kazemi Sun.
Superior Kazemi.
And Mercury sextile Jupiter.
Socrates quotes.
And Sun sextile Jupiter.
Smile and reach.
Then Sunday, July 2nd, we end the week with Venus square Uranus.
Free and willful.
Then talisman time, Sandy has finished up. There are two: to gain like-minded friends by traveling the world, and to glamorize a writing project. Then the upcoming talisman to bolster courage, and a new talisman of the month we will announce today. Also, we have many things on the horizon, and in our house, Sandy's eye-catching energy is at an all-time high. So stay tuned to hear her latest story, as well as a meditation from me. Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you, now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars, it's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you the story of you.
Hello, eye-catching elixir.
Well, I wear sunglasses.
everyone that's on Instagram knows that you wear sunglasses.
Somebody even said, oh my gosh, you look like Madonna. Because I wore your sunglasses at a reflective, right? Yeah. The mirror sunglasses.
It's like the orange green lens.
Yeah, no,
which is cool.
You know, I had some surgery. So we've got swollen.
We.
I got two. I have two eyes. So we, they're mine.
Me and my eyes.
We, my eyes and I. See?
Yeah,
my eyes and
it
I.
It totally works. Yeah.
Sounds like Eisenhower or something.
Oh gosh.
Had some surgery, so I'm getting all of the black and blues and the swollenness, but you know, for
right,
a good cause.
It's looking good. It's looking
for
really
good.
For
a good cause. Yeah. And you know what? The Venus star point's going to be hitting my ascendant exactly at 20 degrees Leo. So it's best I show my best Venusian self.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's all planned out.
Yeah. So it is episode 257, June 26th. Let's get right into some going direct to you all.
Okay.
This message is from Dee. She says, my time with Sandy was so much more than what I had anticipated. Hmm. She was so generous with her time, and I felt a connection that took me by surprise. Mm. I have spent the last 7 to 10 days reflecting on what we discussed, and we worked on some key words and deeper thoughts for the creation of my talisman.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, my time with Sandy was an unlock to see where I have been living in the shadows more than I thought. And for that, I am grateful.
Aww.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're working on a personal talisman.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. You know, when...
And it's her first one, too. She's had multiple... talisman bracelets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Already made.
Mm-hmm.
But she's decided it's
time for
year.
The personal
it's
connection.
It's a big year for her.
Yeah.
And she said, I want my personal done. So we're working on it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's move on and into the transits. This is a big week. We had a lot to discuss in the preview of this episode. But if you want to, we start the week off with the conflict day. And then we pretty much have boom, 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 Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. Those are full days, and we end the week on Sunday. So do you want to give us an overarching idea?
I mean, you know, we start with my conflict day on Monday, so it's really instability or unstable changes are going on. And then we got Mercury moving out of his really pleasant place of Gemini into the Cancerian area of the chart. We do get the nice trines of... the Sun and Mercury to Saturn. Then we've got the Super Kazemi with Mercury. And then, you know, some planets, the Mercury and Sun making a really nice sextile to Jupiter. So
yeah, so it looks like the week is going to start off a little bit more closed and then open and blossom by the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really exciting. Okay, so let's get into it. We'll get into the details, starting with your conflict day today, Monday, June 26, Mars square Uranus.
Yeah, this is, you know, instability, sudden unexpected changes. Some can be really radical to dangerous even. Irrational exchanges. Temper your action and your reaction, right? We'll watch, you know, the war areas of the world, you know, right about now. Because this is, you know, you put Mars in a fire sign of Leo. Meeting up with Uranus in Taurus. So the Uranus
like
in Taurus.
The king of spontaneity and surprise.
Can't do much in a earth bound sign of Taurus. Yet now it's getting that spark of the match. And this could create, you know, a whoo.
Or even like earthquakes and things.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a, it's a conflict day. Right. Really. It's
right.
Things on big mundane things could kind of turn out badly.
OK.
So, again, I've got my eye on the war zones in the world. But as far as your day to day, you know, Monday, don't try and move too fast. Watch for other people's missteps. Right. So that they're not misstepping into your path. Watch your driving, watch any kind of energy that you're trying to push out, that it's not, you're not caught off guard, right? So temper your action and your reaction.
Got it. So same day, Monday, June 26th, Mercury ingress Cancer.
This is a more protective, you know, Mercury moves out of the place where he likes to share and chat and think fast and move in a lot of different directions in Gemini, and moves now into Cancer, where it's about more, you know, precious emotional thoughts. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about maybe keeping to yourself, you know, speaking in with comforting, appreciative words instead of maybe harsh truth, right? It's just about being a little bit more protective, a little bit more caring.
Yep. All right. So moving on, we have three transits happening on Wednesday, June 28th. The first, Sun trine Saturn retrograde.
This is the only one. I think I forgot to give you the Friday the 30th, which is the following.
I see.
But we can continue on this.
Okay.
So on Wednesday, the 28th, we have the Sun making a trine to Saturn retrograde. Now, Saturn just went retrograde a couple weeks ago, which is why we see the trine.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime we see the Sun with one of the outer planets or superior planets, either one of those, it means that planet is getting ready to move in the other direction. So this is Saturn moving retrograde. Keep your eye on the prize. You know, the hint of the retrograde movement means that this planet is moving away from the Sun. So there's an increased confidence able to set your goal ahead. So any trines, right? Because we've got the Sun in Cancer and Saturn's in Pisces, you know, for the next 2.5 years. So this, anytime any planet gets into a water sign, makes a trine to Saturn. So it's about, you know, this is certainly about, you know, upping the dial on confidence, on that volume. So you're able to set your goal, set your dial to the goal.
Right. And eye on the prize. So that's the one and only transit for Wednesday?
Yep.
Okay, so then we're going to move on to Friday, June 30th, and there's two transits on that day. First is Mercury trine Saturn retrograde.
Yeah, and it's plan for it. Capital I, capital T.
And what is it?
Make the notes and lists count. Be super committed to your plan and your goal. Again, this is Mercury just moving into the Cancerian area, trining Saturn. And so there is not a no reception here. So they really, you really have to kind of stick to your committed plan. Mm-hmm. And that's why I mean, plan for it, the I and the T.
Like the big picture.
What's the thing?
Right.
The
vision.
What's the it?
Right.
Right. So, you know, make lists, make notes. You know, what I just did, I went and found a really, really, you know, our pretty paper that we use, our mm-hmm. shiny paper. I'm going to be making lists. And I thought, I really want to use pretty paper. So I got my little cutter out and started cutting exact squares mm-hmm. because I want to make notes, just not on scrap paper or crap paper.
Right? got it.
So this is about making notes and lists that count.
Okay.
So use your pretty paper to make these lists.
All right.
Because they're important.
Will do. Will do. And the second transit of Friday, June 30th, Neptune stations retrograde.
Just like he does every year. Mm-hmm. He's stationing at 27 degrees of Pisces. So he's coming up, you know, is getting close to the end of the Pisces line, which is really, once you get to the end of the Pisces line, you start a new year, mm-hmm. right? You start a new zodiacal year.
New cycle.
And here he's retrograding. So he doesn't finish this Pisces area this time, this year. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he'll be retrograde until December 6th. So, you know, it's a subtle reversal, but sense it, especially as Pisces, you and I, mm-hmm. Sense the reverse on a subtle level. You may not realize it until we get to the end of the year and go, oh yeah, so maybe we get to, chill a little bit more. Although when we were just pre-planning our call today, right?
Was that the episode?
Oh my gosh, we got this, we got this, we got that, we got that. Right. How are we going to do all of this?
Right.
But now let's kind of backpedal a little bit when we get to the 30th Friday and just go, what is the priorities here?
Mm.
And we can knock them down without being overzealous about,
right.
I'll never get it done. It's a horrible
right.
thing. Oh, right.
That's so easy to do.
Yeah. You know, there's plenty of time, and there's plenty of time for chilling out and plenty of time to getting this done
mm-hmm.
in time.
Right. And using our time effectively mm-hmm. with priorities in mind. Okay, so let's move on to Saturday, July 1st. Happy July, everybody. And Mercury, Kazemi, the Sun.
This is the superior Kazemi. I like superior Kazemis. This means that the planet that is kissing the Sun mm-hmm. is Mercury and is on the other side, because he's not direct. He's on the other side of the Sun.
Ah.
When planets are retrograde, they're in between the Earth and the Sun.
Okay.
So when they Kazemi the Sun, which means they're in the still the center. Kazemi is when a planet is in the center of the Sun,
mm-hmm.
is on the outside of the Sun. So particularly these personal planets. So it's effective communication from other beings,
mm-hmm.
from those that are not, you know,
human.
Human, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this Superior Kazemi is at midnight, 12:06 a.m. So on this kind of the very first day of July 1st, right? So
maybe some like divine messages, mystical experiences.
Ask, before you go to sleep this night, ask for some dream working. Dream weaving.
Yeah.
Right? That, you know, you have a situation or you would like an answer in the morning. This is maybe putting it out there. Maybe write your question down on that really pretty piece of paper that you mm-hmm. have got mm-hmm. and then keep it by your bedside, immediately write it down, go to sleep and see if when you wake up, you can answer the question.
Right.
That you posed before you closed your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's reaching out to those that are nearby but aren't human.
Okay.
So it's really magical. It's mystical.
It's soulful.
Woo!
So let's move on to the next transit, which is Mercury sextile Jupiter.
Yeah, and this is with reception. And this is around 2:00, so a couple hours later. It's these Socrates quotes. So I wonder if you can, you know, summon up Plato or Socrates or any of the Aristotle the thinkers, the Greek thinkers mm-hmm. of the new thought.
Right.
Right. You know, I'm going to read just a few. You know, he's a 400 BC.
Yeah.
Healed.
Wow.
Healed. Greek philosopher. You know what? He's called the founding father of Western philosophy, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I read him and I love his work. And mm-hmm. I just did a personal intention bracelet with someone who studies that.
Oh, sweet.
And we used Socrates in her intention and affirmation.
Cool.
Really cool. Because Socrates always asked questions, right? That's how he posed some thoughts. Mm-hmm. Anyway, worthless people live only to eat and drink. People of worth eat and drink only to live.
Hmm.
Want me to repeat that?
I think I got it, but you can. Sure.
Worthless people live only to eat and drink.
Right.
People of worth eat and drink only to live.
Right, because there's a bigger purpose to stay alive than just simply imbibing.
Yeah, we live just to eat and drink and eat and drink and,
right.
you know, obsess in the gorging area.
Uh-huh.
Be as you wish to seem.
Absolutely. 100%.
Is that intention beadwork or what?
Well, yeah. And I also think that one, I think, is more powerful in my opinion, because I think a lot of people think that they behave the same way that they want to be seen or seemed. But that is a difficult one, I think,
right?
Because you have to give yourself up to that ability to look at yourself from a different perspective. And that can be very difficult.
You know, it's so interesting because when I think I do this, mm-hmm. I really do.
And you've perfected it and you just know, well, like, absolutely, I know.
Well, because it's my chart, I got Jupiter, Pluto on my ascendant, right? And Leo. So it's this, you know, I put out this, you know, I think I'm just a, you know, I think people, I want to portray what I want to seem like I really am, right? Because mm-hmm. I got Jupiter on my ascendant. Anybody that has Jupiter there can be this kind of more gregarious persona. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm really not, right?
Right, but I think also it takes that communication, right? Of if your desire is to be seen as either, you know, a generous person or a loving person, you also need the communication and you need the behavior
of that,
and you mm-hmm. need to, you know, be putting that prior to any mood or, you know, space that mm-hmm. might counterbalance that.
And I think too, by being a Pisces, you know, that Pisces have that ability to, you know, be imaginative and to enact something mm-hmm. that is, you know, kind of mystical, you know, misty.
And also self-sacrificing at the same time.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah. Beware the barrenness of a busy life.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom begins in wonder.
Right? Yeah.
You know, it's kind of the whole Google thing, right? You know, when I do read all of my mythology books and my, and you know, just all these books, I have to have my phone with me. Because it's like, what does that word mean? Oh my gosh, what does that word mean? Oh, that's a derivative of this Latin word that makes sense to this. You mm-hmm. know, it's so interesting I wonder what that means. Well, we have that ability now to go right to our, you know, our Alexa.
Our hand computers.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Our hand encyclopedias.
Yeah, our hand library.
You know, because one of the things, you know, I'm a member of the Britannica encyclopedia online. I mm-hmm. love it, right? So I get information from there all the time because I just wonder.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't take much these days to get wisdom or information that can lead to a new thought
mm-hmm.
and then a new belief,
right?
And then a new attitude. Mm-hmm. Right?
Absolutely.
And then we eat and drink only to live.
Yes.
Because we want to live a long time.
Yes. Yeah. And right. We have a bigger reason to live.
Right.
Right. All right. So the next and final transit of Saturday, July 1st, Sun sextile Jupiter.
Yeah, this is nice. It's a subtle. Sextiles are subtle, but they're still opportunistic. Smile and reach. This is a joyous period where optimism promotes self-interests, right? Your warmth is noticed. Others wish to be near you.
Mm-hmm.
So smile and invite them, right? So I say smile and reach. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to come with
hand.
Us?
Yeah.
Like, hey, you want to, hey, join us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Hey, what about this? Come
right.
on over. Right. It's a really nice time.
Yeah. That's, I'd like that a lot because I feel like any time that you decide to be kind of that like host or that, you know, very uplifting person around a group of people or even just one person, it is contagious, and it is that that welcoming,
mm-hmm.
warm sense, nurturing mm-hmm. sense. So let's move on to the last transit of the week, which is Sunday, July 2nd, Venus square Uranus.
We're ending with a square. We started with a square. We're ending with a square. However, mm-hmm. this one's a little different.
Yep.
We started with Mars squaring Uranus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Erg.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're ending with Venus, you know, calming beauty. She gets to you know, be free and willful, do what you are called to do, tune in to what to hear your own voice,
mm-hmm.
right? Like tune in, like I want, what is my desire? Pay no attention to the hand, right? So
pay no attention to the hand.
To the hand. You
Where
know
is,
how when you're just like people are trying to like stop you,
say,
it's a square.
Talk to the hand.
Yeah, it's like it's like the square is, you know, yeah, wouldn't this be nice? I think I'm going to try something different. I want to be liberated. I want to have this free, expansive nature because Venus is in Leo, where she will retrograde eventually. In fact, she's already in her shadow here, and she butts up into Uranus with this reception. So it's kind of like, how can I do something new? And maybe somebody's trying to say, hold on there. You know, like a police officer, like, hey, hold on, hold, mm-hmm, hold, mm-hmm. please. And I tell you, pay no attention to the hand.
Okay. Just drive on through. Okay. All right. So that is a wrap of In the Transits. It is going to be a big week. That's a lot of transits for you all. If you do have any questions, remember, just email alex@intentionbeats.com. Happy to explain more, answer your questions too. Also, let's move into talisman times where you have finished up two talismans. The first is Tuesday, June 20th, to gain like-minded friends by traveling the world.
My interests are many. I meet and study with those that hold similar ideas of fun, adventure, and wisdom. We grow together in friendship.
Yeah.
We're using the Mercury in Gemini, conjunct the midheaven, you know, with the ascendant ruler, the Virgo, the Mercury, and the moon is making some really nice aspect with mutual reception to mm-hmm. Jupiter. So mm-hmm. it's really about how can we move about the world and have knowledge, information, sharing with like-minded people about going everywhere in the world and becoming buddies.
And how much fun is that when you're in a place, it's all, you know, new, or there's this sense of adventure mm-hmm. and you meet new people. It makes an instantaneous connection, you know, and it's happened so many times with us in our worldly travels that we still have many friends around the world.
And even in the retreats, because you're going on some uh-huh. of our retreats, not knowing, but these are like-minded people.
Right.
Right. That have always wanted to go wherever, Mexico, Bali, Greece,
right.
Egypt, wherever. And yet, you know, they can come together, experience new vistas, new information, new languages, new food. Right?
Right.
And they're experiencing new cultures and they're like, and you're doing it at the same time I'm doing it. And I like you too, because my mind has a bigger, my mind is opened.
Right. And it's a shared experience mm-hmm. too, that is a highlight in your life. Mm-hmm. And then those are the ones, those are the stories that you bring to the, you know, the parties or the dinner tables, and you share, and even from that experience, you're then kind of adding to that mm-hmm. by sharing that story again and again.
Yeah. You know, I'm so excited to, you know, see some of my friends that I had met, you know, in Greece, mm-hmm. When I head back, or certainly Bali, when I go there, I have, you know, lineup of people that I love over there. So, yeah. And, you know, I go to them.
Yes. So let's move on to the next talisman time, which is Wednesday, June 21st, to glamorize a writing project. Super
right.
glam.
It's glamorize. My art symbolizes my thoughts. My thoughts are intended to inspire others to understand the magical hermetic arts. Aha.
Aha.
And again, Mercury in Gemini on the midheaven really does hold a hermetic type of magical art form, right?
Uh-huh.
And what I love about the glamorizing it is the moon is making a connection to Venus in the 11th house in Leo. So that's about glamorizing this project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, I like that. The glamorizing sounds fun. It sounds like a very cool writing project. Also, let's move on to the upcoming talisman, which is Monday, June 26th, to bolster courage.
I am protected from angry spirits. My attitude is raven-like and automatically frightens evil from my aura. I am bold.
Mm-hmm.
This is the moon on the midheaven at 13 degrees of Libra, which is, there's a fixed star there called Algorab. And Algorab has the energy of the Mars Saturn. So it does have this protective shield
mm-hmm.
That bolsters courage because it creates protection.
Right.
Right. Like
it adds to,
stay
it
away,
supports it. Yeah.
Right. Like,
it props it up.
Yeah. So, this is, still available as a pre-sale.
Yes. I do like that one a lot. So also we are announcing our talisman of the month. That's going to be ready July 1st. And it is to be fair in all negotiations. I am very realistic and rather conservative in using my resources. I am somewhat detached from the demands of this project. I see how this works best.
Mm.
So I really like, because sometimes you do have to detach from those spaces in order to be fair mm-hmm. and in order to even negotiate in the first place, because you, when you're negotiating, you really have to find the middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
And because if you're negotiating and you're just strong holding your opinion and whatever you want, that's going to be, it's not even going to be a negotiation, because a negotiation takes gives and takes, right? Mm-hmm. It's that balance that you can find in between. And so here I like that because it's being realistic and also detached.
Emotionally detached. Like I'm doing it for the project goal,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
not my specific goal.
Right.
It makes me immediately think of, you know, uncluttering your house.
Because you have to detach from so many things.
Oh my God. Oh no. I remember that 20 years ago, somebody right? gave that to me. Well, what do you need it for? I don't know, but she gave it to
it's
me.
It's such
right?
a, it's a
or human, this outfit.
It's
or
a that, human behavior, right?
Yeah.
Letting go is difficult. Detaching is difficult.
So this is good for, you know, if one has to move or something mm-hmm. and has to clean up, but also from getting something done, I know the correct way to do this,
right?
Is to look at the end result and what I'm not attached to.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So.
And
there you go.
So, don't forget that the talisman of the month is a special price for you and you get a free shipping credit. Let's see. Head over to the talisman of the month. That one is going to be on there starting July 1st. So Moving on to the horizon, where we just finished up the July forecast with Chatting with the Stars, Sandy and Susan, where you can watch this for free if you have not joined our Patreon community yet. You head over to patreon.com/chattingwiththestars, and there you'll see a 7-day free trial. Join that, and Sandy and Susan walk you through all of the dates of the month. Mm-hmm. And also there's a PDF that comes along with that. You can download or print it and have all of the dates right at your fingertips. Okay, so yay, let's move on to the next event that we want to talk about on the horizon, which is August 13th. This is the Venus Starpoint Talisman Workshop. We've been doing this since you've been a Venus Starpoint practitioner, mm-hmm, that you got your accreditation from Ariel Gutman, mm-hmm, who is the discoverer and the developer of the Venus Starpoint, mm-hmm, herself. Ariel is going to be joining forces with you for this talisman workshop. It is going to be very cool, very insightful, and hearing it from Ariel herself.
How amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
I asked her and she said, sure. I was like, huh? Let me ask you again. Do you understand?
Are you sure? Because I was expecting that to be a no.
And I was quite bold in that myself, even asking, right?
Right.
And one of the reasons is, and she knows this too, is that the 20 degree Leo star point that we're going to get for the first time in our lives, mm-hmm, is sitting on my ascendant, and it's sitting on your moon. And it's time that this blossoming, you know, bloom of ascendant, and ascendant is the skin you wear to the world. So it's like blossoming for me.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So she's going to come in. She's going to talk about the Venus star point, what it is for the Venus, for this 20 degree Venus in Leo. And, you know, I'll be making a pair of earrings. It's going to be a pink rose on a blue background.
Really pretty.
And mm-hmm, you're working on that to get that up on the website. It's,
yes,
not on yet.
Yes.
But Ariel did say if the first people that sign up, mm-hmm, she'll have enough time to look at everyone's chart and give them a couple bullet points on what this particular Venus star point means for them specifically.
Right. And their chart. Absolutely.
And that will come in a paperwork along with all my paperwork.
All the reporting.
Yeah. All the reports in advance earlier in that week. And I will say this is really early in the morning. I mean, Central Time, it's 6:14 a.m. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when you make talismans, it's not whenever I feel like it or when you feel like it or have a moment.
It's that universal clock.
It's, yep, the universe saying, now, go now. And we have to abide by that. So it's at least 6:14 in the morning for Chicago. Now, Eastern will be, you know, 7:14. But I don't know. Are we making the announcement about the international? Maybe we'll wait till next week on that.
Yeah, we can wait. Yeah. Wait for that one.
Yeah.
We'll, so wait for that one. The next event on the horizon is September 7th through the 14th. This is the Amargos Greece retreat for 2023. We are so thrilled and so excited that our group is coming together. These are women who are ready and been waiting to get to Greece. You know, mm-hmm, some of them have already been there, but some of them are just really excited to be there for the first time, explore this culture, this rich land full of history, mm-hmm, and, you know, wisdom.
And the mythology of, right, what some of these myths mean, these fixed stars in the constellations, right? Mm-hmm. We'll be able, mm-hmm, to see some of them. And maybe they're sitting in your chart somewhere. We will pinpoint them and tell you what the fixed stars hold a subtler effect in your life, because if your planet is Perron to one of your angles while a planet's coming up or culminating or setting, that's important in your, mm-hmm, in your life, your entire life. Like, I'll be going over everybody's heliacal rising star and their heliacal setting star. That would be our first day of workshops. And if you have been on my website to see the one sheet that Alex did and you've clicked through, you see where we're going.
It's, yes. Yeah, it's
a five-star. It's five stars.
And if you haven't, you need to check it out. So click on that link in the show notes or head over to intentionbeads.com. You'll see the events section and there you'll find Greece 2023.
And if it doesn't work for you this year,
there's always next year.
I'm Ariel Gutman and I are doing a Venus Star Point retreat in Amargos in September of 2024.
Yes. And so if you are interested in joining us for any of our retreats, which is Greece, Mexico, Bali, and you have a few questions about it, you can receive a free 15-minute reading with Sandy. It's perfect. You're speaking to the host herself. So go ahead, check out that link in the show notes for scheduling that anytime you need. All right, let's move into our house.
All right.
Where we got two major things. One, we need to talk about your eye-catching energy. And two, I have a meditation for the beginning of this Cancer season. So let's start off with your eye-catching story.
Yeah.
Well, it's been so, you know, so interesting. Last week, you all heard about the family emergency and that mayhem that was going on. And as soon as you pretty much, you went over to the hospital right away and you were lucky to just be an hour and a half out from there. And then it took a few days just to recalibrate and make sure everything was okay and mm-hmm. and even balanced. And then you drove back home and had a surgery yourself.
I had an elective traumatic experience on my eyes, right?
volunteered.
I volunteered for it. So, you know, it's been planned for 7 months and I elected this time when I had a good mercury and the moon was doing this and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I did not want to cancel this. And it's hard to cancel surgeries, you know, when you've elected them. Not only was this electional surgery, I literally elected
right.
the surgical time.
As an astrologer. Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, when I got to the doctor, she's like, are you the one that was asking so much about the dates and the times and how long this takes? And I'm like, yep. And then all the surgical assistants were like, was it astrological? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, oh, we want to talk astrology. And so I'm, you know, I'm talking about astrology.
As they're like cutting
up
your eyes?
In my eyes. Ooh, yeah.
That's an interesting conversation.
So
how did that feel? Like, did you have your eyes closed?
Well, of course.
I wasn't there.
Yeah. I had my eyes closed. And anyway, it was, and it still is, you know, bruisey.
Right.
And swollen-y.
Right.
So I've been wearing sunglasses a lot and I've been hiding in my house up on my rooftop top. Nobody, I don't want anybody to look at me. I wear my low sun hat and
for
my
all the Instagram reels and posts, you got your sunglasses on.
Yeah. And I'm not allowed to wear any eye makeup, which is like, oh no.
Right.
And yeah, the bruising is coming down further and further.
Yeah. It looks great. It's just now like let's see. A light burgundy rather than the like deep purple, plummy yeah. purple.
So anyway, it's I'm getting better.
Yes. Every day. It's awesome. And you basically got new astrology listeners to the podcast from that.
Right. And actually,
that surgery. So shout out to all you listeners. Thanks.
And actually it started out because when you get in, they said, okay, we play your favorite music. The last person picked, a mixed music of the 1980s. And I'm like, no, not for surgery. No. And I'm like, what do I want to hear? What do I want to hear? I'm like, oh, satsang. They're what? I'm like, satsang.
Oh.
I'm like, S-A-T-S-A-N-G. And
which
like,
is also the creators of our intro and outro music.
So they said, I've never heard of that. I'm like, oh, good. You know, he's kind of a buddy now. He does our he sings the song coming on to our podcast.
Yeah.
And they're like, you have a podcast? And kind of that. And then she's like, oh, are you the one that asked for the dates, the specific times and dates?
Ah, I get it.
And so that's how it started off. I didn't walk in going, you know,
yeah,
I am an astrologer. So, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
So that's how it came up. And they all loved his music. They're like, we're going to put this on our
list. They have wonderful music. And if we haven't shouted it out here enough, definitely go and listen to some of Satsang, S-A-T-S-A-N-G.
Right. But if you ask the voice in the box in the corner, I don't know how many times I've asked her, if I asked her right now to play this, you want to hear what she says? No.
What does she
She'll say? Here are sad songs.
Oh.
Like,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
Stop.
No, it's hard. Yeah.
No,
I don't want
sad
that.
Songs.
No, because Satsang is actually a very different type of music. It's very uplifting. Yeah. Their lyrics are so intentional and thoughtful. And, you know, and we've met him many times, the lead singer and parts of the band, but they're... He understands it, and he's even in that like self-development and in that space. And so he's speaking about his own experiences and it's really uplifting and very insightful. So
if he is in your town, if that group go, you will not be disappointed. And
absolutely,
if you are,
not.
Talk to me and I might have to refund your ticket.
Oh, okay. Ooh, that is a great warranty. So, in celebration of cancer season, which we just moved into
the summer solstice.
I have a meditation for you all. So I would love for you, if you have time, to finish up this podcast with us another 10 minutes. Let's start the cancer season meditation.
Warm and protective.
In this meditation, I'll guide you to focus on several emotions, one at a time. Notice the effect that each has on your body. Each feeling will only last a minute. Let's begin. Settle your body and forgo everything outside of this moment. I want you to remember a place of safety. Somewhere when you were a child, or a place you feel safe now. Where would you go when you needed a break from the world? Be there for a moment, noticing the details and the atmosphere. What does it mean for your body right now to feel safe? Where do you notice those feelings? Call attention to your temperature or any other fluctuations. Our emotions bring with them a certain physiological response. This moment, you are experiencing safety. If at any time this exercise becomes too overwhelming, you can retreat back here to your safe place for sanctuary. As we cycle through the next feelings, I want you to notice what and where you're feeling in your body. For example, you may feel heaviness in your chest, tightness in your hands, pain, comfort, lightness, or warmth somewhere else. Don't attempt to intellectualize or make sense of them. Just notice and observe your body's response.
Imagine the feeling of fear. Think back to a time when you were feeling afraid. And allow yourself to experience some of those feelings again now. What do you notice in your body? What is your breathing like? Where in your body is the feeling of fear located? Take a minute to experience for a few more moments. Now imagine the feeling of hurt. Think of a time when you were feeling hurt and allow yourself to re-experience some of those feelings again now. What does hurt feel like in your body? And where in your body is the feeling of hurt located? Again, experience and note those physical sensations for a few more moments. Now, imagine the feeling of anger. Think of a time when you were feeling angry and allow yourself to experience some of those feelings again now. What does anger feel like in your body? And where in your body is the feeling of anger located? Take a few moments to experience that. Now, imagine the feeling of sadness. Think back on a time when you were feeling sad. And allow your body to experience that feeling again now. What does sad feel like? And where in your body is the feeling of sadness located? Notice those sensations for a few more moments. Now imagine a feeling of happiness. Think back on a time when you felt happy and allow yourself, your body, to experience that feeling again now. What does happy feel like in your body? Where in your body is the feeling of happiness located? Now, imagine the feeling of pride. Think back on a time when you were feeling proud and allow yourself and body to experience that feeling again now. Now, imagine the feeling of excitement. Think of a time when you were feeling so excited and allow yourself to experience that feeling again now. When we are in tune with our bodies, we can open a channel of information where our bodies speak to us. Our bodies teach us that our emotions are simply information about a thought or a situation. Relinquish your judgments on what makes an emotion good or bad, because good or bad, they help us dive deeper into the meaning and purpose behind our response. Thank you for joining me today for this Cancer meditation. I welcome you to continue exploring this mind-body connection throughout the rest of your day. I'll see you back here at Astrology Meditation soon.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for joining us on that Cancer meditation. We really appreciate your participation and your engagement here on the podcast with us. So remember to email me, alex@intentionbeads.com, if you have any questions or even requests. Yeah, we'll answer your questions here on the podcast. So thank you, everybody, and we will see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
I say go do you, now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars, it's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story.